Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good morning. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. And today I have the great blessing and pleasure of having Grandmother Sasa back on with us today. And in particular, I wanted to ask her to share what she is able to share with us about the medicine hoop of life, why that is so important now and the ancient history of it. So welcome back to the show, Grandmother Sasa.
Thank you so much. What an honor. Of course, I always begin with my prayer that
yes,
I do.
Please.
Grandfather Chief above the heavenly stars, hear our humble prayer, O Great One. You are the giver of life and everything that comes with it. I'm but a small blade of grass in the vastness of Mother Earth. I ask for your guidance and clearness of vision so I can see the beauty that you have created for us. Bless my hands, O Great One, so I, as your instrument, can do the work on the face of Mother Earth. Grandfather, let all the seeds unite in the circle of prayer and let us all speak as one. Once again, aho.
Aho, thank you.
Thank you.
Grandmother Sasa, can you please give us a little understanding of what is the medicine hoop of life? How was it brought to you so that people can understand the importance of not only this ceremony, but truly it's a technology?
The medicine hoop of life was given to Grandmother Nakai when she was a young woman, child actually, and they told her it would be brought together and put together later in her life. And so the whole structure has a meaning of the eight poles, the eight clans. The center pole is the grandmother who sits there and holds it to the creator and Mother Earth. And so it's an ancient tool that was used in thousands and thousands of years ago from the universe. It was brought down from that time because they said the times of change would be very hard for us all and that we would have to come together again in the hoop. The hoop is the circle of life. We are all our stone within the circle that holds that out there and that energy. The stones are the meaning of the babies. The stones are the recorders of life. They show us when we pick up stones and we're familiar with them, that means we've had that stone before. It's been with us. So at the eastern door here, it holds the energy, the whole processing of it, you know, with the four directions, Father Sky, Mother Earth, and within. The fire is on the outside. It is kept by the men. And they bring the coals into the fire center at the beginning of the pole inside. And that's what I doctor and I read for the people what is happening. The rings of life are so important. The stones are the stones like from our aquarium, they're colored. And the first ring is the creator. The second ring is the universe, yellow. The third is red, life, and the fourth is a great mystery. And they're also the rings of the four directions. So this year, in this June ceremony, we cut a tree of life. That tree tells us in the next 6 months what is going to happen on Earth. I watch it. I pray months before. And this year it was a river birch. It has to be from the water family because ceremony is all done about water. We are water, liquid crystal. And so in planting of the tree from the very beginning, very powerful, going down to the river where it was and asking it to give up its life for the people and to tell us the story of what was to come. And what has come from the tree and watching it outside here is it's standing strong. All the leaves on it have not fallen off. It shows me those tree leaves are the people of this world. They're holding on strong. They haven't fallen off. So they tell me in the center how strong people can be if they choose to in survival and what they need to do in the walk. The second part of it is that in the first ring, which is the white ring of Creator, grass started growing completely around the circle, the fire pit in the center. That shows me life is very strong. People are struggling, but they're holding on very, very much to their heart and soul. And in that, there was one other little patch of grass that was in the south that was over where the crystal had been buried years ago. It shows me that the grandmothers are holding strong. It was a complete circle patch, and that we are saying the prayers to the center for the people and our children. And in that, going around the circle, when I first went out, there were wolf prints out there. That means the teacher is here. Grandmother's grandfather was Yellow Wolf, and she was here. I knew they were watching very strongly. And then the second part was three wild turkeys with their babies. There were 30 of them roosted on the roof. And when I got up in the morning to see that, I knew the ground eagle had come to ground it to Mother Earth. So it was going to be placed very strongly there for all of us.
Grandmother, may I interrupt you 1 second, please? Because I just want to let people understand, for people that are not familiar with exactly what you're speaking about, keeping in mind that we have the opportunity here to educate people around the world, that you said that this information was given to Grandmother Nakai. So can you explain, is that from her elders or from beings that are not on this planet, but are holding life in the sacred space for us? Is that correct?
It's from the Creator.
From the Creator.
Creator from the universe. Creator is the one, when we are a hollow bone, can draw down the prayer, draw down the clarity, draw down all those things within ourselves to make us a clear channel. You know, as medicine people, that is what we're all striving to become, that hollow bone. Because when we don't have any hate, we don't have any anger, we don't have any of that, we can tap into that light of the Creator and bring it down through our bones. Yeah. And that's why we call it hollow bones. It's a clear way all the way. Now, the practice of learning and becoming and being that hollow reed so that we can utilize it and walking in both worlds. You know, the clarity that we have of walking in those worlds is what we call the rainbow bridge. And if we become that rainbow bridge, we can walk in both worlds and understand what we're bringing down, what they're showing me. It's like going out to the wheel and waiting patiently, because I haven't spoken for weeks about it because it has been unfolding. And I didn't want to jump to conclusions on any of it until it was clearly put through me what was happening here. And in that, with the ground eagle coming, it tells me everything is grounded here and that I don't have to worry about it breaking up, or the healing is taking place. The prayers are taking place the way they should. In our ceremonies, when we make prayers, we let them go, because if we continue to go back and drive, I say, a point into that, we're insulting the Creator that we're showing him we're not hearing. We're not paying attention. Yes. We're not in balance. And that's very, very important now. If you have done ceremony, you prayed, you don't go backwards, you go forward. You let it go. The ceremony has been let go, but in the process of it, it is teaching me and others of this world, this is what's coming. You know, the fall and winter are going to be hard. I tell people, wake up, get ready, prepare, because there is going to be a lack of many things here on this earth because we're being cut off from other countries and other people that we supported, but they also supported us. It's coming to those times that we have to wake up and we have to understand why we're walking on this earth. You know, the comet was another part of this that we're all have been focusing on for weeks here, the planetary. Well, if it's once in how many thousands of years, it's telling us, wake up, listen. The shining of that comet is no different from when Halbach was here. It was a warning. It was telling us a story and telling us, wake up, please. Because right now, we may be enjoying summer going all the way around, but once fall hits, it's going to be hard and it isn't going to be pleasant.
Yes, and winter will follow.
Yes.
You know, Grandmother Sasso, you mentioned earlier, and again, I just want to help to reiterate for those people that are not really familiar with what you're speaking about but want to learn. You live in New Hampshire, so that is in the eastern part of the United States for those who are listening outside of the United States and are not aware geographically where everything is. And all medicine information begins in the east, because it follows the patterns of creation, which our day begins in the east. The sun rises in the east. And so that's the beautiful beginning place where information is held, and then it can move from there. Correct? Is that correct?
Yes, that's very correct. And the thing is when we face that eastern door, you know, we take into our heart, what is it you want to change? Because the east is where the eagle is. And if he's going to fly the prayers up to Creator, then it's our chance to speak for ourselves. We don't need anybody. We can face that door. And this is what's happening. This is what I need help for. And then we let go. And then in the evening, when we face the west to give thanks for that day, no matter how hard it was, it's a teaching. And I think the beautiful part of the teaching is if we don't get into our anger, we don't get into our fear, then things become more clear for us. The fog that comes over our eyes is that part that we don't want to clearly see because we're not ready, or we don't want to face it and understand we ourselves need healing. The healing part within ourselves, we can only, as medicine people, heal as far as we've been healed inside. So why wouldn't we want to be a very clear vessel with no attachments to it? Yes. That we can stand up, we can speak, and this is how it is, and this is how we see it. And that's part of, to me, the medicine hoop. I was with Grandmother 20 years, and it's been 27 years. Each wheel is a new wheel. Something different comes within that wheel for teaching. And that's a wonderful part of it. And seeing it is that we can inform ourselves, and every day looking out here and making prayers or going out into it tells me a story, tells me what I should be focusing on, showing me what direction in this world needs more help than others, and to focus that light in that direction.
Grandmother Sasso, it's so beautiful. And again, to help people understand, there is a physical structure on your land that is called a medicine hoop of life. And it, I can speak from my own personal experience, because I was so grateful to have the opportunity to be at one of these beautiful ceremonies. And from it having been my first experience, it was the best way that I could describe it. It was like literally a portal opened up, a portal of knowledge, beautiful, benevolent. And for so many years, you and I have spoken about this so many times, is, you know, religion had the intention of preventing us from understanding who we actually are. Mm-hmm. And from understanding this great, beautiful connection we have, not only with our living earth, but with the cosmos. But most importantly with the earth is because this is our home. And we have to remember this important information and not be afraid of learning what we haven't understood. I heard a beautiful phrase this morning as I was listening to something driving into my office here today, was we make the mistake of thinking if we don't understand something and then it suddenly happens that somehow it's miraculous. But the reality is it's the truth of what we need to know. All that you share is the truth of what we need to know, not the old rhetoric of what we have been told, that we are not worthy, we are bad people, all of these things that are simply not true.
Well, I always go back to when I met the grandmother, and she gave me a thought before I went home. Creator made us all pure. We was innocent. We were of this world. What happened to us? Mm-hmm. And she said, this is a story as a medicine person. What happened to the people? Yes. And it's our responsibility to help these people on their journey. We help them remember the things that they came to this earth for, that they have forgotten. You know, nothing is by accident if we are walking through many things of difficulty like we are. You know, we've all had trauma in our life. It's how we've worked that trauma and how we've lived through the trauma and how we seek it in the future. And when we heal it, we don't have to go back there again. Why people repeat themselves so many times is the pain, the fear. And if we have to go back, then we're going to have to feel all that. But to feel is to heal. And I think that's the most important part of all of it. When we can finally stand up and feel for the first time in years for many people, then we're starting to live again and live in the right walk.
And you know what I think is, thank you for sharing that, because what I think is so important is people don't recognize, and you say this so beautifully and so often, you say, what is the teaching? So when we have trouble, when we have anger, when we have sorrow, we have been taught that it is something that we need to hold on to, that it is somehow our identity of our wound. And really, as you so beautifully say so often, what is the teaching? What were you meant to know? What were you meant to learn? So you can let that wound go and learn and make the world a better place, make your life a better place, make your mind clearer so that you can see the great beauty that's here.
You know, when I'm working with a lot of people and they become the snapping turtle, I call it. Why are you snapping at me when I'm not the one that brought this on? I'm the one to bring it up and out of you. You don't have to be a snapping turtle. What you need to do is find the grace within yourself to look it in the eye and understand why and what it came for. Mm-hmm. And it goes back seven generations, because a lot of this generational things that all of our families are feeling is, why is it back in our face again? And why am I the one that has to carry it forward? Well, maybe you're the stronger one of all of them. Maybe you're the one that has been chosen to do that and to stand up within that. Well, the medicine hoop of life brings us freely into the eastern door of where the energy is being held on the aquifer here and the mountains. And it was a place of the Abenaki people where they came to do their summer medicine. And so I've been brought back to my generations of medicine people that were here that were my family, and we are working it one more time, because that's where it begins again. And so the freedom to be able to embrace it and to do what you can is the important part of all of this. You know, it's been very hard in these generations because medicine isn't like it used to be. It used to be you were taken care of in the tribe and the clans. If you were medicine people, you didn't have to worry about where your food was coming from, where different things were. Today, that we all live in a money value. You know, most of my life, it's been through donation, and has been a few times in the last.
Okay. So unfortunately, we lost connection with Grandmother Sasa. However, I would like to let you know that beginning next week, if you go to my Facebook page, which is Elaine M. Grohman, or if you send me a message at egrohman55@gmail.com, I would be happy to add you to a list. Grandmother Sasa and I are going to be doing free webinars to provide information to individuals about the importance of the Medicine Hoop of Life. We would ask kindly if you would consider giving donations, but if you have me, if you send me a list of who is interested, then I can help to broadcast that to you. It would be starting next Wednesday. So if you would please let me know, I would be happy to get that going. Thank you so much for all that you have been able to learn. I want to thank Grandmother Sasa for all that she has been able to teach us and to help us to continue to recognize the importance of who we are as human beings. And as we begin to listen to the wisdom of these grandmothers, we will be so much more aware and able to contribute to the beauty of life instead of being so challenged by what we need to release. This is Elaine Grohman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.